sultry summer salutations, fine folks there of the internet. It's near mid-August. I hope you've had a good run of it. Summer, that is. Well, we are gathered here today to give a nice long saddle sniff to my canty-modded Rivendell Rondini, a.k.a. Rodini for you civilians out there. We've got a heck of a cantaloupe to crack into here, but first, let's go for a ride, shall we?
Get a little rug rat so you can clear up those nasal passages and take a nice deep sniff of this saddle. Alright, this is my Rivendell Rodini, aka the Rondini, or vice versa. And I've had this bike built into so many different configurations over its 5-year lifespan. And so originally it was set up with 700x32s and was a gateway drug to get me back into the modern day road bikes, which is a strange side effect. Oh, I thought I'd jam these bigger tires in it and use it kind of as an upright gravel bike for when I don't want to go full grav dad. And it should be noted that the latest edition of this bike has a 700x45 tire clearance. This one was spec'd to about a 35, so I crammed these 42s in here on a narrower rim. More on that later. So really, the newest edition is probably much better than this one. But this one has some cantilever posts that I had mounted on because, I don't know, it just seemed like a fun idea, and Hubert had a torch, so we made a Rondini. Alright, well, let's break this calzone wide open, shall we? Starting, of course, with a Fabs Abs in a dirty pink on the front. It's been through a lot. These are Soma Portola handlebars. I used to use these on all of my bikes, so this is really a tribute, if anything. They are a great-looking bar, certainly not as comfortable as some of the other options out there now. As we spin around this bike, floating in the ether of a late August afternoon, we notice some very nice lines here, don't we? Yeah, go ahead, take a deep breath. Can you smell the saddle? Some Rustine's grips that fellow Orange used to import. Oh yeah, sniff sniff. Brooks B17 special in honey. Brooks no longer pays me for anything anymore, but they really should, shouldn't they? Well, we've got a spare tube wrapped in a bandana with a Vole strap that I should have positioned better. Sorry for the hang tag there. There's my name, and that very cool Rivendell seat lug, ball and socket, seat stay thing. And of course, Ultra Dynamico, the dynamic choice, our most popular tire, the 700C x 42 Rosé. This is the JFF model in Blackwall. A on these rims it measures about a 39 or so. That's just surface rust there, folks. Nothing to worry about. These are Paul Neo Retro Canties, and I need to put the correct pads on for ceramic rims. I do have them. Thank you, Ryan Stannis. And we've got just barely enough room for those tires in there. That's remedied with the latest model of this bike, but for now I've got maybe 4 to 6 sheets of paper clearance here. How many sheets of paper do you consider safe? Let me know in the comments. Those are those rims. Yeah, Colorado Cyclist built these for somebody on eBay. Open Pro Sup Ceramic. Ultegra. Got an 8-speed cassette back there. I can't remember what the range is. An 1132, I believe. And an XTR M900. Medium cage. That's a great looking derailleur. They don't always work the best in my findings though. So on this bike it works. A real fun thing about this bike is the crankset. It's a Suntour XC Pro Micro Drive, which is a beautiful crankset, but has a rather wide Q factor. I remedied this by using a ISO Italian taper on an English threaded bottom bracket, and it sucked the crank arms right in and gave me a real nice chain line. Look it up, it's a Sheldon Brown trick. And that is a 3046, by the way. And a Leo. I am a Leo, and I am a Rondini, apparently. Because I love this bike. Okay, let's take a lick of these shifters, shall we? As you notice, they're mismatched, which is an added level of complexity to this build. And that is a Simplex Retro Friction handling the rear mech. And a Suntour Cyclone handling that Mavic front derailleur that I don't believe I touched on yet. That's my name. And those magnets with the Allen key there. Got to learn that from Riv. And for levers, we've got some Shimano 600 Pre-Ultegra Drilliums with Paul knurled adjusters on top. Hoodless, of course, because it looks so cool and it's hard to find hoods, isn't it? And we've got some burgundy Newbaum's cloth bar tape there that I didn't quite have enough left of to finish this side of the handlebar, but who cares? Okay. Let's go ride again.